Let me tell you what happens at every great auction. At some point, it stops being about the item and starts being about winning. That's when everything changes. That's when prices jump. That's when your revenue takes off. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. Today, we're breaking down the psychology of bidding wars and how to create more of them. Because bidding wars aren't random, they're predictable. And when you understand what drives them, you can design your auction to trigger them. Here's the truth. People don't bid because they need the item. They bid because they want to win. Winning is emotional, competitive, and often public. So here's the shift. You're not just selling items, you're creating competition. There are three core drivers: ownership, competition, urgency, ownership. The moment someone places a bid, they feel like the item is theirs, even if they haven't won yet. They picture it, they want it, and when someone else bids, it feels like it's being taken away. So make that first bid easy. Low starting prices, simple entry, no friction. Because once someone bids, they're in. Competition. People hate losing, especially when others can see it. That's why visibility matters. Bid counts, outbid alerts, leaderboards, platforms like Charity Auctions Today surface this activity in real time. Now people can see the game and they want to play. Urgency. Without urgency, competition fades. Deadlines drive action, but they have to feel real. That's why rolling close or soft close is so powerful. When someone bids in the final minutes, the timer resets. Now the tension builds. Now the competition continues. Hard closing shuts bidding wars down. Soft closing fuels them. Let me say this clearly. If your auction ends at a fixed time, you're leaving money on the table. Now here's where it all comes together. Low starting bids create ownership. Visible activity creates competition. Rolling close creates urgency. That's the formula. Now layer in communication. You've been outbid. This item closes in 10 minutes. This item just jumped $200 in the last hour. That's what keeps people engaged. Tools like donor books help you track and trigger these messages so bidders stay in the game. Because people chase momentum, if an item already has activity, more people jump in. So seed your items early. Get those first bids in. Movement attracts movement. One more insight. Bidding wars happen faster when people feel part of something shared. That's why live and hybrid events perform so well. But even online, you can recreate that feeling through updates, leaderboards, and real-time announcements. Make it feel social. And don't try to force this on every item. Focus on your top ones, the items with real emotional pull. That's where bidding wars matter most. Common mistakes to avoid: starting bids too high, no visibility into bidding, hard closing times. Fix those, and you'll see the difference. Your action steps. 1, lower starting bids to encourage early participation. 2, turn on rolling closing to extend competition. 3, use messaging to highlight bidding activity throughout. That's how you trigger momentum. Tomorrow, we're diving into what your auction data is trying to tell you, because the insights hidden in your results can double your next event. Don't forget to subscribe. And hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Bidding wars don't just happen, they're designed. Design them right and everything changes. See you tomorrow.